This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Josh Jacobs, the outstanding young running back for the Las Vegas Raiders. Josh, Tiki and Tierney, how you doing, buddy? What's happening?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Doing great, good, pal. Man. Nice job the other day.
Yeah, welcome back to the Thank show. You. And after your rookie season, which was spectacular, we kind of knew this. I remember watching you in college. I forget what game I was down there doing, the Alabama game, and Tua threw this pass. Like, dude, this guy's as good a receiver as he is a running back. And it translated right into the National Football League. We didn't get a chance to talk to you last season, but how was that rookie season for you, and how did it prepare you? Because you feel like you're a vet now, I'm sure, going into year two of your NFL career.
Yeah, I mean, my rookie season is definitely not what I expected. I learned that it's a lot of things that I have to do on my own in the league, and I have to take it upon myself to be accountable of doing, like taking care of my body and eating the right way and things like that. But on the field, man, it kind of all translated for me. And then towards the end of the year, things start to slow down. So coming into year two, I just feel good, and I'm ready to improve my numbers last year.
You know, it's interesting because of your head coach where you are in Las Vegas with the Raiders, because Gruden is one of those very unique individuals in all of sport. He motivates in so many odd ways, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. How do you get along with Gruden? Because I know he loves guys like exactly like you. Do it all.
Yeah.
You're smart, but you're tough. You take no, you know, nonsense. Tell us about your relationship with Gruden, because he obviously wants to feed you the football.
We have a great relationship. He texts me all the time. He sends me videos. He sends me other running backs, and he just like try to motivate me and give me inspiration. And I told him at the beginning of this camp, I was like, man, I need you to push me. I mean, I know I push myself a lot, but I'm like, if you see something, be on me about it. And I mean, that's just the kind of relationship we have. We talk to each other about a lot of things on and off the field. And I mean, I love playing for him.
That's great. So we're talking to Josh Jacobs, and Josh and the Raiders got a win against Carolina Panthers in week one. Big yardage, run of the ball, three touchdowns as well. Turned the corner on that last one where you're really near the pylon, just ran away from everybody. You know, it's funny here because in the NFL, and I understand why we do. I'm guilty of it. We talk about the quarterbacks, the running, the fantasy elements, right? The receivers, the tight ends who make plays, the Kittles, your guy, Darren Waller. We tend to gloss over the offensive line unless it's a real problem. But your offensive line, and I know you're going to be quick to do this, deserves some national praise. They keep Derek Carr pretty clean, but they open up some holes for you. Your offensive line's terrific. Can you talk about those guys a little bit?
Man, I mean, we were down to what our third string right tackle in this game, and you didn't see a drop-off. So I guess that just shows, like, speaks to the testament of how much work they put in this offseason and how mentally prepared they are. And, I mean, I have the ultimate faith and confidence in them, whether it's in the pass game or in the running.
Josh, let me ask you this. I mean, the objective is always balance. Like, Teek and I were talking about the Titans from last night, where Henry ran it 31 times and Tannehill had 42 or 43 attempts. Pretty good balance there. I think that – Teek, did you pick the Raiders as a wild card team? I think you
–
did you?
Yeah, I did.
You did. We both did, right? I know I did. I think we both did. We both have some expectations for your team. The one thing I think we both want to see is ultimately, like, what is the – what's the DNA? What's the character? What's the calling card? You guys going to make your money more on the ground or more on the air? Or is it going to be a strict, you know, as close to 50-50 balance as you could possibly have?
The thing that's crazy about this year more than last year is I think it's the most balanced we've been in a while. We have receivers that can drop the top and go deep. We have guys like Brian Edwards and Hunter Renfro that can pick you apart in situational football plays. And then, obviously, like you said, our offensive line is great. We can really play however we want to play.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Teak, buying that, Teak?
I am, because you watch them, and if Derek Carr is takes advantage of that balance, and offensively you have all the things that you need, especially with your former teammate, catching balls down the field. You know, we haven't really addressed this with anyone other than, I think, an analyst when we did our Teaky and Tierney preview of the NFL season, and we talked about your team. But the transition to Las Vegas has been what with you? Was it easy? Are you still figuring things out? How about that move from Oakland, which is a very different spot from Las Vegas?
I mean, it's definitely been a smooth transition for me. My house is like 8 minutes away from the facility instead of like 35 in Oakland. So for me, it's been real smooth. It's a lot quieter than I expected it to be. But that's what a lot of the locals here had told me. I've been in love with it. I've just been dialed in into football.
That's going to change, by the way, man. Eventually, those casinos are going to be packed again, and who knows? You guys might get a baseball team out there. It's crazy. You're probably in grammar school. I lived out there. Actually, you're barely born. I lived out there in the early 2000s, and I lived about 7 miles from the Strip. It's amazing what the city's become. You know, you fly into McCarran Airport, and it's not just the casinos, it's stadiums, and the local fans. And some of my buddies still out there. I can't wait till you guys can have fans at the game, because this community is ready to. They are going to latch on to you guys hard, even though they're not there. Can you feel it? Can you feel the energy in the community yet?
Oh, you definitely can feel the energy. Anywhere I go, I kind of feel the energy. I have to be careful when I'm like out to eat, make sure I don't post nothing, because it'll be like 30 to 50 people outside waiting for me. You could definitely feel the energy.
That's funny. Tell us about what the game felt like without fans. I did a college game this past weekend. It was odd calling it. NFL games, I'm sure, have some crowd noise pumped in. What did it feel like on the field with no one in the stands?
On the field, it doesn't feel that much different for me personally, when I'm on the field, I kind of don't notice anything else in the stand. I kind of just be locked in. The only thing that's different on the field is kind of weird is you can see the defense trying to hear your plays and hear your calls and things like that. So, I mean, that's definitely different. But when you go to the sideline, you could definitely feel like the energy is not fully there. So it's definitely different.
Yeah. How are you guys mitigating that? Like, what do you do? Is it your strength and conditioning coach? Like, who's your hype man on the sideline? Because you need that. I mean, football's a physical sport, and if you lull mentally, it's hard to, all right, here we go, we got to get back onto the field. Who's your hype guy?
Man, my hype guy last game was Jason Witten.
Nice.
Jason was bringing all the energy. I heard him on the sideline. He's like, let's go 2-8, things like that. He was just pumping me the whole game. He was like, he told me after the game, he's like, man, I'm gonna be there for you all season if you need me. So he's been my hype guy.
I love it. So we're talking to Josh Jacobs, the outstanding young running back for the Raiders. You know, we mentioned Aguilar, mentioned Renfro, Williams is hurt. I mean, you guys have a lot of receivers, but give me a little bit more on Henry Ruggs. I know he got loose early, almost scored a touchdown on a big run, and I know I don't know if it was an ankle, but he got hurt a little bit. Then he came back. What was he looking like in practice? And when he really learns what the NFL is about, what is he bringing to this offense? I think he's going to be a stud. What do you see, Josh?
Oh, man, when the guy's not running his full speed, he's still the fastest player on the field. I mean, and it's crazy. It's crazy to see it. You'll see him turn it on. You see him bend the corner, and it's like, you would catch yourself just watching, like at practice, you would catch yourself just watching him like a fan. I mean, the dude really has great hands, and he's very physical. I don't think he get as much credit for that as he should, but he'll put his nose in blocks and everything, so I appreciate that about him.
Yeah, no, when you have a wide receiver that can block for you, it is invaluable. I got to tell you, Josh, when I was old at the end of my career, the only reason I had long runs is because Plaxico Burress and Amani Toomer were 60 yards downfield making blocks for me. It's necessary. All right, you were the Snickers' hungriest player of the week last week. You got the Snickers chain. Did they actually, like, send you a chain with, like, Snickers on it? it's kind of cool.
I'm literally looking at the Snickers chain right now. And it's crazy, man, because I actually have it in my hands, and I'm just taking it all in. I know I wanted to be one of the players that had a Snickers chain last year, so to come out in week one and just be able to be awarded with it, I mean, it's huge for me.
Yeah. Did you tweet it out? I want to see what it looks like. Did you tweet it out?
You got to tweet it out for us.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to tweet it out after this. After this, yeah.
Yeah, you can find it on his Instagram. Just hashtag Snickers chain, or you just go to Josh's Instagram, and you'll see that. But, I mean, it brings up an important point, Josh. Running backs, sometimes they get bogged down early, especially without a traditional training camp. There was no preseason games. It's mostly intact with you, even though you talked about your tackle, that, you know, you got the third level of your tackle. But still, it's a lot of continuity. So getting off to a fast start is so important. The question becomes then, how sustainable is this? Do you feel good? Do you feel strong despite the weird offseason that we all had this year?
Man, it's crazy because coming into this game, I was thinking, man, we ain't played football in, what, 8 months.
Yeah.
So just to feel how I was going to feel after the game, I was kind of like, oh, I wonder how it's going to be. I mean, but today, man, I feel perfect. Yesterday, I was deadlifting like 485 and stuff like that. So my body was pretty good. So I don't know. I think this is the best shape I've been in a long time.
Teague, 485, is that a decent number for a young running back or what?
If he's like repping 485 in the middle of after a game, that's like amazing. What are you talking about? Is that a good number?
I'm just asking. I mean, 245 is good to me at this point. By the way, I just saw this Snickers chain. Oh, dude, it's straight out of Run DMC. It's tight. It is tight. This thing is sick, man. So we're talking to Josh Jacobs. Josh, let me run this by you. Listen, we all know what Kansas City has already done, and more specifically now what they can do. Their weapons are all over the map. We all know about Lamar Jackson, the Ravens. We saw the Steelers get healthy last night with Big Ben. I think they're a tier one team. When you look at the upper structure of the AFC, do you guys believe that you belong? Could you guys, like, are you a team that can really truly, you know, do something, win this conference this year, get to a Super Bowl? Are you guys ready to do that?
I honestly feel like we are. I feel like a lot of guys, we have the right group of guys this year. We brought in a lot of new players, but we all have a similar mindset and a similar goal. And just to see how close we was with a lot of those teams last year, it might have got ugly at the end, but in the key parts of the game, we knew that we can stand with any team. So we just trying to right now put them little pieces together and try to change them little 6 or 7 big plays in the game that changed the momentum of the game.
Yeah, no, and that's, you know, you're going to have a challenge next week against the Saints. I mean, heck, you had a challenge this week against the Carolina Panthers. Christian McCaffrey, another really good running back. He's different than you, even though very similar. But you play the Saints next week. And this game is going to have to be about not making mistakes. It is your opener in your new stadium, even though, again, there's not going to be any fans in there. You know, how important is it to keep the momentum from that tough win against Carolina on the road to bring it back home for you guys to start the season?
It's definitely huge to keep the momentum because the Saints are a great team. I mean, our next five games are real tough opponents. So just trying to keep that momentum and keep that energy and find our place and make our identity known to not only to the team but to everyone.
You know what I want to ask you? And we'll talk to Josh Jacobs here. I'm always curious how much – maybe more the younger players pay attention to Madden rating. I know everybody. Yeah. I know all the players pay attention to that because they're chirping about if they got hosed with the number on, you know, immediately on social media. But do you pay attention to, like, where you're drafted in fantasy leagues at all? You mess around. I know you don't play, but do you just kind of mess around and see where you were drafted?
I don't really necessarily look at it, but I always see it because all the fans hit me up about it.
Yeah, they tag you, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen, one of your fans is me, this guy right here. You're on my squad, buddy. I took you in the second. I took Michael Thomas in the first round. I took you in the second round. I'm looking at my draft. I literally took 7 seconds to draft you because I'm like, if he doesn't go, I knew who I was taking. Boom, I popped you right in. and this trophy over my shoulder is a little dusty. It's from 2 years ago. Last year I got my head handed to me. So I need you to tell the whole crew, the whole league, that Brooklyn's Finest is about to lay it down. Can you do that? But Brooklyn's Finest is about to lay it down. Go ahead, Josh. Talk to me, Josh.
Brooklyn's Finest is about to lay it down. Definitely this year. I'm just trying to come out and improve every game. I mean, this is the hungriest I've been in a long time. So
yeah,
definitely be looking for a lot of more fantasy points.
Hey, Josh, even though you got the Snickers chain, do they send you like a whole box of Snickers too?
Yeah, they send me Snickers. They all Mars products.
So. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, nice, dude. Nice.
Not too many, man. You don't need the LBs. Don't put on the extra LBs.
We have a great relationship with those guys. We've been doing stuff with Snickers for years. So congrats on the award. Wouldn't be surprised if you win it again. Most importantly, stay healthy. Keep balling, brother. You're off to a great start. Good having you on the show, Josh.
Man, thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.